On Wednesday, the full committee will tackle Dodd-Frank Turns 5, assessing the progress of global derivatives reforms. Thursday, the Subcommittee on Livestock and Foreign Agriculture will hold another hearing examining the federal and state response to avian influenza. July has already been a busy month for the House Ag Committee, as the full chamber did pass the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Bill, known as the SAFE Act, last week. The SAFE Act, which passed largely on a party-line vote, would establish a national voluntary framework for the labeling of foods either containing or not containing genetically engineered ingredients. The American Soybean Association said the legislation would require developers of genetically engineered plants to obtain FDA safety clearance on all new plant varieties before those foods are introduced into commerce, along with upholding FDA's authority to specify special labeling if it finds a health or safety risk is posed by such a variety, along with creating a legal framework governing the use of label claims regarding either the absence or presence of GMOs in a food product, and require the FDA to define the term natural on food labels. Now, while the Senate is working on its own version of the bill, they are not likely to consider the measure until sometime this fall, or at least after the August recess. Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota said he would not introduce a biotechnology labeling bill until fall, at least that's according to the Hagstrom Report. 230 Republicans and 45 Democrats voted for the bill in the House that would stop states from labeling foods with genetically modified ingredients and establish a voluntary non-GMO labeling program administered by USDA. Hoeven said he did not know if the House bill would pass the Senate, but that he does not yet have a bill that would pass the Senate. The main topic for the Senate ag lawmakers has been country of origin labeling, with two bills introduced last week, one to repeal COOL, another to make it voluntary instead of mandatory.